The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Gary Capewell to look ahead to the best of Wednesday's action. We're going to look at two contests at Doncaster as well as one at Ludlow in just a moment. First things first, hello Mr. Capewell, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Alex, yourself?
Yeah, not so bad. We've had the news, we're recording this at about 20 past one on Tuesday, just over an hour ago. We've got the weights through for the 2015 Grand National, which must mean that it's not too far away now, really, is it?
No, it's unusual to have the weights out after after that national trial, in inverted commas. They're usually done before that, just where Easter's fallen or something, I think, this year. But yeah, I'm just trying to get the list up now. But yeah, it's always interesting to see which horses you think might be slightly well in or not.
Yeah, we've got Carlingford Lock and Lord Windermere at the top of the handicap, both carrying 11/10 with a rating of 161. Many Clouds, Sam Winner, Boston Bob, Union East, Rajani Express, and the list goes on, obviously. In terms of where would you say you have to be to get in the race? Obviously, there's 96 that are in the long list.
Yeah.
Well, maybe about 65, 70 will be the cut-off point.
65 would be, because I think some of those towards the top, they're given just cursory entries, really, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see Carlingford Lock turning up, personally.
Or Lord Windermere.
Many Clouds would be questionable.
Yeah.
I was talking to Stephen Powell out in the office. He thinks that Union East will end up being top weight, which is the sixth one in, if you like, with 11-6 at the minute. And, of course, that would revise everybody else's weight, so
would they go up about 4 pounds?
Yeah, but it is interesting. Those that are, well, notable ones, if you like, that we could say: Balthazar King, 11/2.
Yeah,
solid enough racing weight. Likewise, Pino de Rey, last year's winner, 11/10, is not too harshly treated off 1/5/1.
No, I don't think he is, actually. No, I'd agree with that. I think he's fairly treated, to be fair. I mean, it's been a long, long time since we had a back-to-back national. It doesn't happen very often, I mean, it's well in keeping with his official rating, and it's I think it's very fair.
Balthazar King, 11/2, that's 12th in off with a rating of 1.53.
Well, the good thing is he's going there fresh this year. That's always been the key to that horse. I mean, he won the cross country chase before he came here a couple of years last year, and 2 years ago I think he did exactly the same, but he was just too free during the race. It was a lot better last year, and I can understand why he's towards the front of the market, because he likes to be ridden fairly positively and prominently. But the fact that he's going there fresh this year, I mean, I backed him a couple of years ago, they didn't run him in Cheltenham a couple of years ago because of the ground. They kept him specifically for this, and he was running about, he just doing too much too soon, unfortunately. And last year he was running with a bit more restraint, but he just loves jumping those type of fences. Obviously, cross country regular in all kinds of
quite a small horse, though, isn't he?
He isn't the biggest of horses. No, that has to be said, but the ability is certainly there, and like I say, he's a 10 times better horse fresh.
Well, you mentioned the market. We'll get to that in just a moment. We should mention the favourite, of course, Shut the Front Door. That one carrying 11/2 as things stand, with a rating of 1.53. And other notable ones, Godsme Judge, 10/8, off 1.45.
Former Scottish National winner.
Yeah, Monbeg Doo, T for 3, standing dishes in this race, 10/7, both of those off 1.44. Again, it's pretty. There's a lot of conjecture because you don't know who's going to turn up. As of yet, anything can happen between now and then. You've got Cheltenham as well. If horses go there, then you know that makes it interesting. In terms of the prices, Shut the Front Door is our 10/1 market leader. Short enough, as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, he's been well backed in the last week, given APs.
Some of us snaffled a bit of 20s last week.
Did you now?
Yes.
Well done, Gary.
Thank you.
But at 20s, I think shut the front door is a bet.
Yeah.
10s, I'd say.
I wouldn't touch with the barge pole, but yeah. I don't think, to be honest, I don't see him getting any bigger, if anything. I see him getting shorter.
Yeah. I mean, the AP factor in what will be his last national is overwhelming. So, and Balthazar King, 16s, 20s for Union East, 25s for Carlingford Lock, Godsmy Judge, Merry King, Pinot de Ray, Rocky Creek, Sam Winner, and Spring Heeled. And then 33s or bigger the rest, including Lord Windermere, Many Clouds, Mon Big Dude, Prince de Beauchesne, and T for Three. So there's plenty of value to be had if you are having a bet now. Obviously, you said that you have back shut the front door already.
I've backed two already.
At a bigger price. What's the other one then?
I'm just going to get my account details up. Bear with
all
me.
All right, okay.
The other one that I've backed is Home Farm.
Okay. The Irish Raider with Gordon Elliott.
Henry the Bromhead now. Yeah, he used to be with Arthur Moore.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he win an Irish National? Or he certainly ran in the Irish National a couple of years ago.
40-1 Home Farm with William Hill.
Yeah. He won earlier on in the season at either Thurles or Clonmel, I can't remember. Mm. He then fell in the Lexus and was running okay to a certain point in the Irish Hennessy the other day. Mm. I think this has been the aim for a long time. And he has the right kind of profile as well. He's certainly experienced enough. Mm. And for me, he's been completely aimed. I think his season has completely been geared towards one race.
Yeah. And they're the ones that often come good, if you like.
Yeah.
If you're a little bit greedy and you go for Cheltenham Glory as well, you end up sort of scuppering both.
You can't. Yeah, I think, yeah, you kind of leave your race behind. I'm just trying to see Home Farm. Where is it? Here we go. Yeah, I've had quite a bit on, actually.
Okay.
Bits and pieces. I stand to win quite, yeah.
Okay, could you retire?
No.
Oh, shame.
I love working too much. I miss you all too much.
But for me, if you were going to put up one now, then would it be Home Farm at the prices?
Yeah.
40s.
And I wouldn't mind betting that... I don't think it would be too far off a Tom Segal sort of selection tomorrow, because he very much looks at the Irish horses first.
Yeah.
Bear with me one second. I'm just going to get the Home Farm's complete form up. Mm.
No, he does often go to the Irish first. I mean, there's one Irish that I'm... Irish horse I'm a little bit keen on.
Go on.
Ras de Marais at 40s. Again,
he's run in the race before.
He has, and he did complete, but he was never really competitive last year.
Yeah.
But does stay, maybe not the national trip, we don't know, but stays well. Generally jumps okay. Just it's one of those ones you just think at 40-1 you can, you know, have a bit of a speculative punt. But the thing is, with the Anthony Post market, sometimes people won't touch them for whatever reason. I think there's so many of the horses that I've already named that won't be turning up at Aintree. You may just be getting a bit of value here early doors. For example, if Shunt the Front Door and Balthazar King are the first two in the market on the day, they won't be 10s and 16s. They'll be 7s and 10s, won't they?
Yeah. That's a good point.
And the other one that I'd throw in is Balthazar King. We've touched on already, but rock solid. And I think at 16s is a fair price.
Because we know, again, he's being gained with that race in mind. Mm. And as I say, I just love backing that horse when he's fresh, and he's going to go there fresh. Mm. I'm sure I've not had a proper chance of a real dive through them yet. But the other one that actually appeals to me, because he's very much a spring horse, is Spring Heeled.
Okay, aptly named.
Indeed, yeah. Who I napped when he won the Kim Muir at Cheltenham. If I could spell his name right when I'm trying to get it into the search engine, that would help. I mean, it's a yard that doesn't have many winners, let's be honest.
Ronan Lamb as an owner is... He doesn't have bad horses, does he?
No, exactly. And this horse, again, I think he's really being aimed at the race. Mm. He obviously won last year at the festival. Mm-hmm. He's only been seen twice since. He was fifth in the Whitbread and fourth in the Galway Plate. And I actually think that he's not badly treated off that type of mark. And again, we see the way that the Nationals run now is completely different, because gone are the days where you could make up a lot of ground. Didn't win, well, certainly make up a lot of ground and win the race. That's not the way the race is run now. They go a little bit slower early on, and you need to be able to be fairly handy. Obviously, you need a great deal of luck anyway, but you need to be ridden fairly positively. That will suit the likes of Balthazar King. It will certainly suit Spring Heeled, who just about made all when he won the Kim Muir. Mm. And I mean, I actually think Otway's got 10-12 on ground that he will absolutely adore. I mean, just look at this horse's record on quickish ground. He's always there or thereabouts. I mean, he won on. He was second behind Adrian's Approach in a point on good ground. He won at Limerick on good ground. Won at Killarney on good ground. Second at Limerick behind Double Seven in the Munster National, good ground. Mm. Bit disappointing at Cheltenham on good ground. Won the Kim Muir on good ground. It was good to soft when he was fifth at Sandown, and it was fourth. Good when he was fourth in the Galway Plate.
Well, you'd imagine for the National, barring freak weather, it's not going to be any softer than good to soft.
You would have thought so. So off his mark, where was he? I've lost him. Off 10-12.
Mm. 1-4-9.
Yeah, as soon as... I mean, I'm just trying to look for the reaction from some of the trainers. As soon as we get confirmation, he's definitely going. I think that is the plan, though.
Well, it's when you look at the horses around him in the handicap, say. Rebel Rebellion likes the fences, but does he stay?
Yeah.
Probably not. Dollar Tulo, Monperran, Carlito Brigante. All of a sudden, you just think, well, even as a value bet, almost... At 25s, it's worth it. Well, when you've got a horse that loves the ground over that distance as well, some horses have enough ability to make light of conditions in some races, but you can't afford to do that in the National, can you?
No, very much so.
And in a 2 mile chase, there may be a horse that just has enough speed or quality to get by on ground that it doesn't enjoy. But four and a half miles or just shy of is.
Yeah, exactly. It's difficult. And there's another one that interests me, and I always thought he'd end up being a sort of national horse because he, too, again, is very much a spring horse, you know. And he's changed yards again, and he's now with Tom George. He's Saint R, or Saint Air, however you want to pronounce it.
Loves Aintree.
And he was third in the Beecher Chase behind Oscar Time. Mm-hmm. He actually fell in the... top, I think it was, wasn't it? Oh, no, it wasn't. So it was during
in the National.
Yeah. Mm. He was ninth in the National, doing all his best work late on. He was never really given much of a chance that day. If you go back far enough, I mean, he won the handicap here and he's won a grade one here and second behind Champion Court here. So he likes the place and he likes the spring. All his best form tends to come there, and he proved he was in good heart the other day when winning at Catterick off a much reduced mark of 129.
My one concern with that, Gary, and I wouldn't shout you down if I didn't think it was necessary, but I cannot stand St. Ives jumping. I think it will make one or two errors. It may finish the race, but even when it won, you mentioned it won the handicap. That's gone back 3 years ago now.
Yeah, he made a few on the way.
And even then, he managed to clout every single fence.
Yeah.
I just don't think he should. It may be, though, with age, you know, he shows his fences a little more respect, and that does happen, you know.
Yeah.
Horses, you know, they can learn, and even at that age, they're still maturing, if you like. So, not one to rule out, and does like it there, which is important. But
indeed.
Okay, so for you, Home Farm,
Spring Heeled, shut the front door,
Yeah.
I've backed at the front door in Home Farm. I probably will back Spring Heel because I reckon he'll be price-wise tomorrow.
Okay. And I'll pitch him with Balthazar King and Raz de Moray. But
I'm going to remember the day that I tipped you the National winner.
You've made a good case for Spring Heel there, and I'm leaning towards that as well. So if we're having three each, I'll chuck that in as well.
Okay.
Right, we'll move on to Wednesday's racing then. And we're going to start with a 3.25 from Doncaster. It's a Veterans Handicap Chase. 3 miles the trip. Eight runners going to post for this Class 2 event. Well, there's quite a few of these that you could see turning up at the National. Some of them already have.
They're already entered. I mean, Alvarado and Oscar Time. Obviously, Oscar Time, he should have won the National. But anyway.
Our grand old 14s.
Well. Unbelievable, isn't it? Obviously, in good form, Beecher Chase winner. Mm. You get the impression, I mean, this is... There's just one day for him now, and that's Aintree.
That's the thing. You've got Oscar Time and Alvarado in here. Could you feasibly back them in this race, knowing that they are basically prep runs for Aintree?
Exactly, no.
Okay.
Reaping the reward was a winner at Musselburgh last time out. Not completely enamoured of that form. Ikorodo Road likes it here. Shoegaze is definitely getting the look of a well-handicapped horse about him. Burton Port is another one that I think is going for the National.
Yep. Again, on old form, be chucked in here. But.
Indeed. I'm just rather left with Robbie, who disappointed at Musselburgh over hurdles the last day. But prior to that, he'd won his last two here. The strat that he clearly loves. He's been placed here on a couple of other occasions, and he's won a hurdle race here too, going back far enough. So he's got a decent record here. Keith Reevely's horse is in fair form, and a horse that we know will be suited to A, the track, and B, the conditions. It's good to start in places at Doncaster, so conditions are in his favour. With doubts about some of the others, you have to say that, I think. He rates a pretty solid bet, I think. Should also mention Arkan down at the bottom of the weights, ran a decent race in that race won by Smiles for Miles at Newbury last time out. Getting plenty of weight from Robbie, but Robbie really does like it here. I'll be surprised if he doesn't go close.
Okay, Robbie in the 3.25. Next up is the 3.55 from Doncaster, a handicap hurdle over the extended 3 mile trip, Class 3 event with 12 runners going to post. And if you'll pardon my northern colloquialisms, Mr. Capewell, it's a canny race, this, isn't it? It's plenty of really likeable types in here.
Very much so. Milan Bound, we'll start with Milan Bound, who I think will probably be favourite. This horse finished behind Bygone Sovereign and only just got beat by Closing Ceremony on his last two outings. Pretty decent form, it has to be said, in hindsight of what those horses they've both won races since. But like I say, this is a right old race, this. We've got the likes of Rafflin Rose, who's going for the hat trick. He made all when winning at Fakenham when last seen. Western Joe shown a little bit of a quirk on his most recent outing behind Batavere at Wincanton. The cheap pieces go on for the first time. Chill Factor was in great form earlier on in the season, but was a bit disappointing at Market Raisin when I was there on Boxing Day. Wicked Spice will probably appreciate the slightly quicker round. Got a bit bogged down at Carlisle on his most recent outing. Waltz Darling will prefer going back up in trip, given the way that he ran at Musselburgh the last day. Then we get down towards the ones towards the bottom. Dawn Twister will find this a little bit more easy than that race won by Join the Clan on pretty testing ground, that Potemps qualifier. But it's a wide open race. The one I'm going to go for, though, is Restless Dreamer of Rebecca Curtis.
Or even Relentless Dreamer.
Beg your pardon, Relentless Dreamer, indeed.
Yeah.
Horse who finished, I saw finishing second behind Zero Shades of Grey at Uttoxeter in November. Had previously won at Chepstow earlier on in the season and then finished second behind King's Court Native at Kempton the last day. Still looks fairly treated. Is very much lightly raced. In a race where there's plenty of horses with that kind of profile, he will get a narrow vote with a Curtis Yard in good form. So Relentless Dreamer in the 3.55.
Okay, the final race we're going to look at is the 4.15 from Ludlow. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, Class 3 event with 13 runners down to go to post. You can rule a few of these out, Gary, but there's still some consistent enough types in there. Maybe don't win as often as they should.
No, I think that's fair. Magiat Mitten, yet to win a race, but has certainly shaped on more than one occasion that he's certainly got some ability, this horse, so he has to go on the shortlist. But we'll cut to the chase quite quickly here. The one that I like is Ben Pauling's horse, Basswell, who won here last time out in Norris Company. Prior to that, he'd finished third at Fakenham. Track didn't really suit him there. He made all when he won here. There might be one or two other contenders for the lead, but as long as Jason Maguire can set the right fractions, I just think this horse, who looks on an upward curve, an opening mark of 1-1-1, looks very fair indeed. And I think that he can win again. We should mention Casa, who's another one With a similar-ish sort of profile, very lightly raced. Ronaldinho ditto, yet to really convince over hurdles. So I think he's slowly getting the idea. And Jolly Roger returns from an absence, but is another one who's won it at the track. And right down at the bottom, the juvenile, Triple Chief, makes that one's handicap debut. The four-year-old getting plenty of weight around. But I think Basswell looks fairly treated off his opening mark. And I'd be disappointed if he doesn't take... That's 4.15.
Okay, Bathwell the pick then in the 4.15 from Ludlow. Can you just spin us through your three picks for Wednesday, Mr. Cable?
In the 3.25 at Doncaster, Robbie. In the 3.55, Relentless Dreamer. And in the 4.15 at Ludlow, the handicap debutant, Bathwell.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.